Hey, it's Randy. Just another quick show note. Yeah, John Boy figured out how to get an extra Monday on a vacation week. See, you start your vacation on a holiday, then it spills over. Yep, he's a greasy little rascal. Nonetheless, everybody's back in their normal chairs starting tomorrow, so Tuesday's podcast will be back to normal. Meanwhile, I've put together an encore show for you. This one originally aired on February the 10th, 2020. Hope you enjoy it.
Good morning, John Boy, Bill and the gang. Check out this first prize pack for you to win today. A BrittleBrothers.com Valentine Sampler Pack. Yeah, go away with old flowers. Say I love you with peanut brittle. BrittleBrothers.com makes the best peanut brittle on earth. Available in peanut, bacon peanut, cashew, pecan flavors. I love the Nashville hot. Check that out. When you go to TheBigShow.com, click on the Brittle Brothers logo. Enter code JBB at checkout and get 20% off your order. All right, let's get you ready to win here. Our three dates in history. Say that when you can. A little music.
I'm playing on my computer.
It was on this date in 1998. A study, thank you, at Detroit's Henry Ford Hospital revealed evidence that men's brains shrink faster with age than women's brains. The study concluded that between the ages of 65 and 95, men's brains shrink faster in areas that control thinking, planning, and memory. Mm. Well, that's a trifecta right there. Yeah. It's going to be about useless. My wife's right.
Oh, no.
I have proof on tape. Want to hear it?
You have a big what?
Passing along. On this day, 07 in Fairfax, Virginia, 60,000 eggs were smashed on a highway when an 18-wheeler overturned. Freezing weather prevented a rancid smell on the beltway encircling the nation's capital. The unidentified driver fled the scene rather than explain the mess.
Although I'm guessing he did have to explain it at some point, I would think.
60,000.
Yeah.
And finally, it was on this date, 09, two satellites collide in space over Siberia. It was the Erdarium 33 Live, U.S.-owned communication satellite.
That's the one that the Martian guy in the Bugs Bunny cartoons had.
It's obstructing my view of Venus.
The Q-36 space modulator.
Yes. So anyway, and the other satellite was a Cosmos 2251. That was a Russian military communication satellite.
You know, you're surprised that it doesn't happen more often than it does.
I guess so.
As many satellites as have been shot into space.
And there's a lot more up there now. They're using these micro satellites that are about the size of a volleyball.
Yeah.
Thousands of them. Yeah.
All right. Keep an eye out. See if that happens again.
Weren't there two satellites that were close to colliding over somewhere over America in the last week or so?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it happens more than you know. Yeah. Uh-huh. They track every speck of debris in space and have to work around it.
Because think about how many space missions there have been. All that stuff is still up there. Yep. They have to keep track of all the junk that's left behind.
It's fascinating and scary.
Yeah. Well, that's going to help you on a category. Might be floating stuff in space here. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. Come on, we play Outburst next. Good Monday morning. It's a big show on the radio. And we got a brand new video today up for you, brought to you by Greenworks Commercial. Greenworks Commercial's battery technology and brushless motors deliver reliable commercial-grade power without the hassle of gas. Visit greenworkscommercial.com for all your power tool needs for dealers near you. We got a no-soliciting sign that works. Check it out at bigshow.com. Get a chance today. And right now, let's play.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Joni from Broadway, North Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Joni! Good morning, Joni.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. All right. Sound like you wide awake and ready to go.
I am.
That's what your husband says.
Wow.
Where did that come from? I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. Back to...
You paused like we're actually going to know where they came from.
Awkward.
Yeah. All right, Joni, here we go. In 5 seconds, we need three body parts. Ready, go.
Leg, brain, and arm.
Bam.
See, Joni, women have brains.
Well, that was harsh. Okay, Joni, back to you. Three things hauled by an 18-wheeler. Ready, go.
Oh, well, you got eggs, so food, gas, and furniture.
All right, you were paying attention, so this should be no problem. We need three things floating in space. Ready, go.
Satellite, the Hubble telescope, and asteroids, but not my brain. Okay.
Joni, you just got the BrittleBrothers.com Valentine sampler pack. You can share it with old what's-his-name or not.
Well, this is my first time calling.
All right, good. And
I want to do a shout-out to my husband, Tommy.
There he is. All right. We appreciate you and Tommy. Joni, get out with Joni. Bottom of the hour, time for the top of your news. Right on the side, tell you about a good old Monday theme we got planned for you. Thanks to Peter. Hang on. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio for you Monday morning. Man, on Friday, I know y'all caught Sorensen. I was wondering where he'd come down on the Super Bowl halftime show. And he said it sucked. He did not like it at all. He said the women were relatively attractive.
Yeah.
But didn't work. And it dawned on me over the weekend, man, that the reason we couldn't understand them, they were in Miami. They were doing the different languages, whatever, you know, they speak.
They were speaking Miamiese.
Spanish?
Spanish, thank you, Taylor. Spanish, yeah.
Although Shakira is from Colombia.
South Carolina?
Yeah, wow, well, you know.
Well, maybe the halftime will be better this year. When's the game?
You got about a year to go, 51 weeks, maybe. I'll let you know. But, listen to this. Jennifer Lopez's Super Bowl halftime show, the folks at PETA are squawking about birds being killed to make the Puerto Rican flag cape that she wore during her set.
Finally,
holy bologna.
Something to get John Boy back on her side.
So the flag in New York, telling me that was her daughter she was singing with when she covered herself up a little bit.
Right.
And it was with the flag that was made out of birds. According to one of the PETA people, it featured 40,000 red, blue, and white feathers all individually sewn in.
It was a Versace design. She was wearing all Versace for those who were into
fashion.
I wonder
if she was.
I wonder if PETA knows you don't necessarily have to kill a bird to get its feathers.
They're probably against plucking birds, too.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
Sometimes they just fall out.
I just can't believe they got this many straight guys to talk about what Jennifer Lopez was wearing.
We know it's Versace.
It's crazy.
Right. Well, that's good enough for us, man. Because Mad Max has a long history with PETA, and we'll be going through some of that today. Uh-oh. First one, a little over 30 minutes. All right, good. Glad you're here. Big show rolls on. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio. Yeah, and it will be about 20 minutes. And Mad Max, first call about PETA. We celebrate this morning. Right now, action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The 10-Year Gang. As our story opens, Myrtle Bathede is having breakfast in the cafeteria of Brushywood Senior Center.
Morning there, Chester.
Morning, Myrtle. Mind if I join you?
Well, sure. Take a load off.
Thank you. I seen you at lunch yesterday sitting with a fella I ain't never seen before. Mm-hmm. You ain't found you a new boyfriend, have you?
Lord, no. That was my son, Wilbur.
Oh, is he the one that runs that Fat Wilbur's sports bar?
Not for long. Hmm. He's fixing to shut it down and redo the whole place.
Do what now?
He says it ain't drawing the young, hip demographic he likes to go for.
Hmm.
He knew it was time to make a change when a feller called to book the party room for the 10-year gang.
The who now?
Oh, it's this crowd that went to Brushywood High School together.
Hmm.
First time they came in was graduation night. They picked Fat Wilbur's because of all the hot young waitresses he had running around.
Oh, yeah, well, that'll always draw a crowd.
Yeah, but here's the thing, honey. Uh-huh. Wilbur didn't hear from them again till they was in town for their 10-year reunion.
Wow.
Said they remembered the food was good and the beer was cold, so they decided to come back.
Did they wait long enough?
I get this. They didn't come back till their 20-year reunion.
What?
Said they picked Fat Wilbur's because the music ain't too loud. And the food's a good value for the money.
Oh, well, whatever brings them back, I reckon.
Yeah, but they didn't come back till their 30-year reunion.
Well.
They picked Fat Wilbur's because it's got lots of handicapped parking and a good early bird special.
Hmm. Well, at least they're loyal. And you say they're finally coming back again?
Yep. It's their 40-year reunion.
Hmm.
Wilbur thinks this might be the last time he'll ever see him.
Really? How come?
The feller said they picked Fat Wilbur's because none of them had ever been there before.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Duh.
Tune in again next time when we hear the crusty old head waitress say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Yeah, beep, beep, beep.
All right, is Miss Carisha getting the information?
Like you said, I was like, well, we got somebody new working. What happened?
Oh, Miss Curry shall get your information.
Miss Curry,
oh, okay.
Miss Curry shall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, good. We all set? We're going to have to stop and figure out what I said every time.
This is true.
That would slow things down a good bit, yeah.
Carisha, right. Tell him.
Yeah, come here, Carisha. Hey, get your news right now. Big Show on the radio. Don't forget to tell your friends around the world, right here in the United States of America. Many countries, I think we're like looking at 33 countries that listen to the John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast. Goes on about an hour and a half after we end up the Big Show broadcast. You learn more at thebigshow.com, how to get it and pull it up. It's all truncated version of the entire Big Show.
I have no idea what you're saying.
I know that Indonesia jumps up in the top 10 of countries listening to the John Boy and Billy Late Risers podcast.
Oh,
how about that? Yeah, for some reason, Russia has cracked the top 20 in Russia. Snit!
I don't know, some Russian word. I hate to think what you just
said. Oh, my gosh.
No, no. What's our word for no?
Nyet.
Yes. Yeah, all right. That was close. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But we don't know what schnet means. So. We could have said anyway. Yeah, good.
Just kind of intrigued by this old internet thing.
All right, Indonesia's going, get over there.
We will. Mad Max joins us in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll play John Boy Jeopardy. You can win $50 to spend on an American Express gift card courtesy of Bojangles. It's Bo time. Well, we're celebrating PETA being mad at J-Lo's bird feather cape for the Super Bowl halftime show. We go Sunday. Yeah, we decided, man, good time to bring Mad Max and his history with PETA in. How about this? Like one of the very first calls about PETA from the Max. All right, roll that.
John Boy and Billy.
Yo.
Mad Max.
Hey,
here.
Max, how you doing?
How you think?
Mad?
Oh, good call, Nostradamus. Mad.
So, what you mad at, man?
PETA.
PETA? That bread with a pocket in it? That?
No, you idiot. The group.
Oh.
It's people for the ethical treatment of animals. They all time on TV are crying about testing cosmetics and drugs and such.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're at it again. I was curled up on the couch with a Wall Street Journal last night.
Really?
You? No, not really.
Oh.
Idiot. Now, where was I?
PETA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. According to the journal, these goons has moved beyond trying to get people to quit wearing fur and eating meat and running around springing rabbits out of the lab here at Revlon. Now they say the great animal rights crisis of the moment is fishing.
Yeah.
That's right. Fish are people, too. My butt. They started out running them commercials talking about how tuna fishermen are hooking dolphins up in their nets,
yeah.
Talking about these are innocent bystanders. Uh-huh. Like the rest of them were hanging out on a corner smoking cigarettes, breaking in people's houses asking for it, you know?
Yeah.
How can you eat that? Flipper might be in there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't reckon Charlie the tuna is real tickled about it, neither. I tell you, he's got a lot more personality than Flipper ever thought about having.
Yeah.
Them New Agers. Boy, they'll love a dolphin, don't they?
Yeah.
Hear him tell it, dolphins is a lot smarter than humans.
Yeah.
On them TV shows, even started with Flipper. Now he got Sequest. Them dolphins, oh, they smarter than anybody on that submarine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if they so damn smart, what they doing stuck up in the net with a bunch of tuna? Don't ever see that one on TV, do you? Now, these PETA idiots is on a crusade to outlaw fishing altogether.
Yeah.
Fish feel pain. Life spraying from the ocean. It's like we're eating our own brothers.
No.
Well, hey, brother, how about taking a bite out of my big old butt? We didn't come crawling out of no ocean. I got a brother-in-law who's about the stupidest thing God ever stretched a patch of skin over, and even he ain't never been caught in a tuna net. And I tell you, he's about the best fisherman I ever seen in my life. Dumb as a stump, but he can flat put you on some fish. Oh, a bunch of these PETA heads. You see, they tried to bust up a fishing tournament down in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
What they did, they pulled up to the pier, started waving banners that said, fishing, cold-blooded sport. And had one, get hooked on compassion, not fish.
Oh, man.
Not exactly, hell no, we won't go, is it? See, now that's a problem with your anti-fishing movement. Just ain't no good slogans. These idiots booing the fishermen and hollering, get alive, get alive. They run a boat out in the middle of water there, started beating the water with bamboo poles to scare away the fish. I swear, you got scuba divers swimming out under the boat, scaring fish, cutting lines. No, but we need to get alive. I got to figure a lot of this protest stuff is lost on your average fisherman. I picture two good old boys out there. One of them turns to the other and says, Earl, am I crazy, or is there a bunch of them sickly-looking vegetarians out there beating the water with bamboo poles? Earl says, well, now, they ain't never gonna catch nothing like that. Hey, fellas, you need to get some line on them poles. You gonna borrow a bucket of night crawlers? Well, we got a bunch of them. Stupids. They had a quote from my man, one of my heroes, Virgil Ward, in that story.
Virgil.
Now, Virgil is 84 years old, a member of three different fishing halls of fame, former producer and fisherman of the number one fishing show in America, recently retired so he could spend more time fishing. Now, here's a man, his job for the last 50 years is to go fishing. Now, he retired so he'll have more time to fish. Now, which side of this here debate do you reckon he come down on? Yeah, boy. Virgil says these anti-fishing people been sending him letters for years asking him to join up with them. Says it makes him so mad he just throws them away, then to calm down goes out and does a little fishing. They show Virgil some tape him fellas out there beating the water with the poles. Yeah. Know what he said?
What?
Well, I ain't never gonna catch nothing like that. I'm telling you, we just don't get it.
I don't understand.
This story also quotes some zoologist, Dr. Austin Williams. He says, fish are sentient organisms, so of course they feel pain. No sardine ever died a happy death. Well, now, I hate to bring this up, you being a doctor and all, but you're a fish. How happy can you be? It ain't like one fish turns to his wife and says, well, honey, we got our health, we got 1,800 beautiful children, but you know, I can't enjoy it knowing we could be snatched out of the water at any moment by a cruel, heartless fisherman. Hey, they're fish. They swim, they eat, they poop, they swim some more. If they wind up on the end of a hook, it ain't like they feel cheated. You activists, anti-fishing move. Ain't there nothing else going on in the world you can turn your attention to? What about that hole up there in the ozone? Why don't you go protect the rainforest? Save some monkeys. At least they'll play with you. Some of them you can teach to smoke a cigar and ride a bicycle. Now that's something worth saving. Just leave the fish alone. They're fish. Oh, man. It's called the food chain. You're on the top. Deal with it. Why don't y'all get out in a boat and beat each other over the head with them bamboo poles? Who knows? You might knock some sense into one another. And be quiet. You're scaring the fish.
Yeah.
John Boy Billy, y'all have a nice day.
Just gets better from there.
Wait until they find out what the football's made of.
Well, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Let's jump right in here. After being used in several escape attempts, most American prisons have now banned inmates from having this personal hygiene product.
Ah, the Hopalong Cassidy toothpaste gun. They were painting them black, and yeah, that's a weird thing.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll free line. Come on, we play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Monday morning. The Big Show's on the radio. And our video today brought to you by Greenworks Commercial. Their battery technology and brushless motors deliver reliable commercial-grade power without the hassle of gas. Visit greenworkscommercial.com. All your power tool needs for dealers near you. We got a no-soliciting sign that really works. Genius. Y'all check it out. We'll drive to your home at thebigshow.com. Yeah. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
And now your host, his brainstorm of the day, a box of trash bags with an extra bag to put the box in when all the bags are gone out of the box.
He's John Boy.
Thank you very much. On a quick note to my executive producer, Randy, who's joined us back in the studio. No, yeah, the woo-woo only goes on the Wednesday John Boy Jeopardy.
What you going to do about it?
Don't make me get up out of this chair.
I just would love to see you get up out of that chair. I'm dying to get back in my own
Tater,
office.
Tater, get your phone out. I'm going to tie their wrists together like those two guys in that Michael Jackson video. And we'll see what happens.
Come on, let's go. We got it. Chris from Wilmington, North Carolina is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Ooh,
ooh, ooh. Yeah, there you go. I was going to ooh-wah you. All right. Well, here we go, Chris. What you got? After being used in several escape attempts, most American prisons have now banned inmates from having this personal hygiene product.
I would say it's the razor blade.
You say razor blade. I want to head out.
Oh. Sounds like an accident.
I thought I had it.
Oh, God. All right. Don't take it so hard, man. You try again anytime. We appreciate you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go to Jerry in Forest City, North Carolina. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
All right, buddy. It's not razor blades. What personal hygiene product are you thinking of?
I'm thinking toothbrush.
Is it toothbrush?
Southern
is that? Oh, toothbrush. I guess you can kind of make a shiv out of anything if you knock that top off of it and point it.
Yeah, you could ask some of your buddies and find out.
I'm curious about the razor blades, too. Maybe it's just like disposable razors. All right, I'll get back to you on that. Jerry, thanks for playing, buddy. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, man. We're going to Allen in Mount Olive, North Carolina. Good morning, Allen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Still looking for the personal hygiene product banned in American prisons.
I'm going to say dental floss.
And you're going with dental floss?
Southern is that.
And that's what it is. Thank you. Yeah. Razors, dental floss. Because in Texas, a prisoner used dental floss and toothpaste to saw through the bars of his cell.
Oh, wow.
I guess you let the toothpaste get out and dry up.
That's
a
one of
bit.
Them yeah. long-term Shawshank Redemption kind of escape.
That is. He has some time on his hands. So.
Yeah. And then in Illinois, Maryland, West Virginia, and Wisconsin, inmates saved enough dental floss to braid into a rope and use it to try and climb over prison walls.
Wow.
Let's get some strong dental floss.
So escapes are down, but gingivitis is apparently up.
And one more. An Illinois prisoner used dental floss to stitch together the dummy he left behind in his bed when he took off.
So wow, there's escape from Alcatraz. Holy crap.
Wow. Hey, look at you. And Alan, you got $50 off of it on American Express gift card courtesy of Bojangles.
Awesome.
Bottom of the hour, top of the top of your news. In about 20 minutes, a brand new Wordy Word song.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Out of Pikeville, Kentucky, they're two-stepping with the Lord at the Cowboy Church. Marlowe's Country Palace is a honky-tonk in Pikeville, Kentucky. And Sunday mornings is transformed into a church.
Yeah, I mean, amen. Yeah.
By the apple. Tim's song about that. For the First Baptist Bar and Grill. We honor the church in Pikeville with this musical rendition.
Well, the church burned down and no one knew what Pentecost Baptist was going to do. The Sunday brimstone got so that gum hot it burned up a church bus in the parking lot. In a panic, the Reverend Dr. White called up an ex-member that hadn't lived, right? He owned Joe's Bear Joint right across the fence. It's the same Joe's he preached against. He said, I don't really want to be a hypocrite. I got a Sunday school class about to have fits. We're all excited about Revival Week and been moved by the Spirit, so to speak. With all the souls we saved and money we spent, we thought God told us to sell that tent. I got a famous evangelist supposed to come and done run out of chairs. Will you loan us some? Joe said, well, y'all can just use the whole dang place. Ain't nine on a jukebox, amazing grace. I ain't supposed to be open because of them blue laws, but we'll open the night if it's all right with y'all. Preacher says, well, I reckon it'd be okay. The good Lord works in mysterious ways. He's going to talk about Joshua, Judges, and Ruth, and I reckon I could do it from the DJ booth. At the First Baptist Bar and Grill. It's the only church in the Bible Belt that smells like a whiskey still. When the sinners finish one more round, we'll have dinner on the ground and go inside and pray we don't get killed. The evangelist came with a well-dressed choir. They showed up around happy hour, looked around the joint and didn't take it real well, said the white ministry has gone to hell. Ms. Mills had taught youth Sunday school, and two Dickens in the back room shooting pool was sharing the Lord with a Jim Beam rep who was teaching Ms. Mills some line dance steps. Reverend White was reading from the book a Luke to a tall drunk trucker about to puke. Had John 3:16 memorized, trying to dry him out to get him baptized. The evangelist yelled about the lights and the beer. Said, "White, you can't save any souls in here. This place ain't nothing but a den of sin. Ain't the kind of place Baptist ought to be in." Preacher says, "Well, we don't really need y'all here. You didn't do a very good job last year. You only saved one sinner. That's Todd McGuire. He's a little SOB that set my church on fire." Now, what he's doing now, we don't really know, but he changed his name to Randy. He's producing a radio show and don't know anything about sports and never has. At the First Baptist Bar and Grill, ooh, it's the only church in the Bible Belt that smells like a whiskey still. Not a stained glass window anywhere in sight, just a bloodstained floor and neon lights and a communion wine, and here is always chill. And we're here every Sunday, living large, the only church with a cover charm. And if you don't like our doctrine and think we ain't devout, we'll have Mike Brady, our bouncer, throw your ass out of the First Baptist Bar and Grill.
Whoa!
Oh, Jackie, come on here, Jackie.
John Boy and Billy.
That's not a song. Real songs are about deals with the devil, far-off lands, and where you'd find smoke in relation to water.
Morning radio done right.
Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio. And the legend of Terry Hansen moves on even after retirement. Yes, it's a brand new Wordy Word song.
You can play if you want to, this game called Wordy Word. You gotta be smart, and if you're not smart to play, would be absurd. So dial the phone if you want to, you can get help if you need. Don't call in drunk or half asleep or all doped up on weed. And you can play Wordy Word. You can play if you want to, try to show off for your friends. But your friends are like you, your friends are dumb too, and you won't like how this ends. So you can guess if you want to, cause the words won't guess themselves. This is Wordy Word Man, if you don't have a plan, there's no trophy for your shelves. I say, you can play, but you're probably going to lose. You can play, I hope you're good at singing the blues. You can play, give the radio the bird. You can play this game called Wordy Word, Wordy Word, Wordy Word, Wordy Word, Wordy Word, yeah, it's Wordy Word. You can play if you want to, it's the biggest day of your life. I hope you don't blow it, but you will, and you know it, and you'll disappoint your wife. I say, you can play if you want to, but you don't have too much time. Be careful how you spend it, in 30 seconds end it, then hang up and go whine. I say, you can play, and you can play, keep your wits under control. And you can play, and you can play, it's harder than playing cornhole. And you can play, and you can play, but you'll just look like a fool. You can play, you can play. You'll wish you would have stayed in school. Cause it's Wordy Word. It's Wordy Word. Yes, Wordy Word. Yes, Wordy Word. Yes, Wordy Word. It's Wordy Word. Yes, Wordy Word. It's Wordy Word. Yes, Wordy Word. It's Wordy Word. It's Wordy Word. It's Wordy Word. It's
Wordy Word.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Hey, y'all, this is comedian Julie Scoggins, and I want to congratulate the boys on being inducted into the North Carolina Broadcasting Hall of Fame. If anybody deserves it, it's these guys.
Hi, John Boy and Billy. This is your redneck buddy, Charlie Daniels. I am so proud and so pleased for you guys and feel you deserve the honor of being in the North Carolina National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I am happy for you. I'm not even going to tell a joke this morning. God bless you both. Congratulations.
Nature Boy, I love you, man. Woo!
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio for you Monday, February the 10th. Well, some of the stories you might have missed. A Florida woman who was engaged to the love of her life may be forced to push off her wedding day for a little while after a disgusting attack on her fiancé. 41-year-old Jane Marie of St. Petersburg was arrested and charged with domestic battery after she got angry at her boyfriend and smeared dog poop all over his face.
My goodness.
The cops arrived at her home, and the man told him she hit him repeatedly and used the doggy doo as a weapon.
You better poop on me.
Did they arrest him for being poop-faced?
Jane Marie, who was intoxicated at the time, was bailed out of jail but ordered to wear an ankle monitor and keep away from her fiancé.
Also, she's not allowed on the couch anymore.
Has anyone seen my fiance?
We don't know whether the wedding is still planned. This relationship went to crap, literally, if they were like that.
Need my fiance.
Maybe she was trying to give him a facial. I know, Pearl. No, yeah. Leave a little deposit there for Randy Lillard. Okay. Well, we got, back to Mad Max. We turned him loose on Peter this morning. Up again in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win. Let's have a whole week of winners on Take C. We were on the roll for several months, had our first loser of 2020 last week. Tater, who is it, since you're in charge of the Wall of Shame since Hanson retired?
That was Brady from Altus, Oklahoma.
All right, good job.
Right, I love the way you sound like they disappointed you all over again every time you say it. Yeah.
No,
that's the actor in
it's
the girl.
A lot more feeling than answering.
Yeah.
It's just that's my job now. So that's
where you're disappointed in yourself.
There you go.
That's that lateral move she had after Hanson's retirement.
Tell me about it.
All right. Well, we're going to play for a $50 gift certificate for a personalized romance book or ebook starring you and your sweetie from your novel.com for Valentine's Day or any time of yet. Still time for Valentine's Day. Go to yournovel.com, use the code JBB, get 10% off. All right, back to our boy, going off on Peter.
John Boy and Billy.
Yo!
Mad Max here.
Hey, Max, how are you, man?
Well, my nose is out of joint, my panties is in a wad, and the red has come completely off my candy.
So you're mad?
I'm madder than Ric Flair at a Hulk Hogan film festival.
What's wrong?
Seven words. People for the ethical treatment of animals.
PETA.
That's right. PETA, the pumpkin eater. They just got him a brand new public enemy number one. Know who it is? Miss Teen Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't lying. Them idiots, here's the deal. It happened at the Miss Teen USA pageant. You know the part where they stand up there and tell Regis how they're going to use their title to help mankind?
Yeah.
Well, Miss Teen Mississippi wants to be a doctor when she grows up.
Oh, that's good.
And during the interview, talking about science class, she said, I like dissection. I really get into it.
Uh-oh.
Well, when PETA heard that, they had him a soy-based, free-range, high-fiber vegetarian hissy. Oh, they come out with a big press press release. Miss Lewis used her national exposure to promote cruelty to animals.
Oh,
good Lord, you think she'd clubbed a baby seal to death during the talent competition? You know who they compared her to? Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh.
I'm serious. This is what this idiot said. Dahmer said his fascination with killing and death began with dissecting animals in his high school science class.
Mm.
Well, Miss Teen Mississippi is the next Jeffrey Dahmer. Well, congratulations, Peter. I didn't think it was possible, but y'all actually came up with something stupider than fishing his murder. Everybody beat the water with a bamboo pole. Way to hustle, guys. My butt. Hey, she was talking about science class. These frogs they use, they're already dead. It ain't like she's yanking them out of the pond and tying them to the back of her bicycle. Peter says, quote, teaching dissection to children is like giving them a loaded gun. Someday, as with Dahmer, that gun may go off. Speaking of guns, do me a favor, fellas. If something that stupid ever comes out of my mouth, get a gun and shoot me with it. Miss Teen Mississippi is as bad as Jeffrey Dahmer, a 17-year-old beauty queen from Mississippi and a homosexual pedophile serial killer. Two peas in a pod. Oh, yeah, boy. Boys, that's a good argument. Only thing them two have in common is they both like 20-year-old boys. But see, Miss Teen Mississippi just breaks their hearts. She don't kill them and eat them. But it ain't all her fault, though. Peter says it's society's fault, too, because young people are desensitized toward animals by American pop culture. Ronald McDonald is the moral equivalent of Joe Camel. Yeah. Now, I can understand him getting them on Ronald McDonald because, oh, he promotes hamburgers. Oh, yeah, no, with all the clowns in the PETA organization, I don't guess they want the competition. But Joe Camel? How come they getting on Joe? I thought PETA was in favor of animals getting ahead in life. Man, Joe Camel used to be the poster boy for the good life. Every time you'd see him, he's shooting pool, playing the saxophone, driving around a sports car with his camel buddies. Old Joe had the world by the tail. What happened? They fired him. Fired him with 3 years to go on his contract. Now, there's an animal that didn't get very ethical treatment. Why don't Peter do something about that? How about offering him a part-time job or something? Maybe he could fill in when Gil the Fish goes on vacation. My big old hairy meat-eating butt. Ain't there no wrestling bears y'all could be rescuing from a carnival somewhere? Why don't y'all relax? Have a tofu burger. Leave poor old Miss Teen Mississippi alone and quit ruining my life.
Yeah.
John Boy and Billy.
Yeah.
Y'all have a nice day.
All right.
And have a cheeseburger.
All right. Now, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Mad Max when PETA was picketing the Wiener Mobile. You don't want to miss that. All right, right now, let's play our current events quiz. And Billy, what is the test subject today?
A man buys a secondhand furniture and gets a major surprise along with it.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll free line. Take C and win. Next. Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio. And our video today brought to you by Greenworks Commercial. When you make a living with your tools, you demand power, performance, and reliability. And Greenworks Commercial's battery technology, brushless motors, deliver. Is that commercial-grade power without the hassle of gas? GreenworksCommercial.com, dealer near you. And the video, a no-soliciting sign that works. Check that out at TheBigShow.com. And are we ready now?
Ready!
Let's say hey to James from Aiden, North Carolina. Good morning, James.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, man, welcome in here. All right, James, you ready for your quiz?
I sure am.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, a man in Owosso, Michigan got an unexpected bonus when he bought a used couch recently. Howard Kirby bought the couch and ottoman set from the Habitat for Humanity Restore, and he was pretty happy with it at first. But after a few weeks, he noticed the ottoman was unusually firm and uncomfortable. So he cut the ottoman open and discovered it was stuffed with over $43,000 in cash.
Oh,
Kirby reached out to the Habitat store to find out where the furniture had come from. The trail led to a woman who said the couch had originally belonged to her grandfather, who apparently really liked having a little cash on hand for an emergency. Kirby says he didn't feel right about keeping the money, and he returned the cash to the granddaughter. For more on the story, go to UPI.com and search for the headline, A, Thrift Store Furniture Comes with Major Surprise, B, Secondhand Sofa Delivers First Class Bonus, or C, Lori Loughlin No Longer the Biggest Sucker in America.
What you got, James?
You gotta be C.
James, you got that $50 gift certificate for YourNovel.com. So you got somebody you want to see yourself in a romance novel with this Valentine's?
Not really.
Hey, well, you can put me and Billy in it. No, don't really do that. James, hey, this might get you somewhere, buddy. Hang on, Jackie, hook you up with this.
Appreciate it.
Remind me not to ask our listeners about their love life anymore.
That really went nowhere. Got a sweetheart? No.
Like peanut brittle? Oh, hell no.
Wow.
All right, we'll be all right. All right. Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio. Guess you hadn't heard yet. It was a week ago Sunday, Super Bowl halftime show. Pete is still getting publicity out of being mad at J-Lo for wearing a cape made out of bird feathers. Yeah, they did not like birds being killed for J-Lo's cape. They're just, as we said, assuming, I guess, they were killed, you know. You just pluck them. But as we said, they're probably not in favor
they're
of that.
They're not in favor of plucking either, I don't know. They're just like, leave the birds alone completely.
No killing or harming of animals.
We're having fun with Mad Max's ongoing battle with PETA. I go back for this call.
Yo, I'm on Billy.
Yo.
Mad Max here.
Hey, Max, how you doing, man?
I'm as picked off as Monica Lewinsky's
dry cleaner.
Dog, daddy's
president,
secretary.
What?
That wasn't too good, was
no.
it? My mind's just clouded with madness. Could you skip this part? Let me get right to you. Tell him what's crawled up my crawl.
Yeah,
okay. All right. People for the ethical treatment of animals.
Oh, no.
Fish feel pain, idiots. Are gearing up for another big hissy in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Uh-oh.
They're trying to get a permit because they want to picket the Wienermobile. Oscar Mayer Wienermobile there. Some poor kids out in the park trying to get a guest shot on a TV commercial. These stoops are out there hollering at them. Hey, Wienermobile, Wieners, boo! Give me a break! And how exactly does one picket the Wienermobile anyway? Hold up a sign that says, your baloney has a first name. Hey, I wonder if they're buying any new slogans.
That's a good one.
Goodness sakes. Have you seen these PETA people on TV? If anybody looks like they could use a good Dagwood sandwich, it's these little pasty-faced goons and the men in this bunch. Some of them look like they might have taken a ride on a Wienermobile, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
Look like they get behind a big old car shaped like a wiener or in front of it. I keep waiting for them to pull in front of Wienermobile, slam on brakes. Ow! I was rear-ended by the Wienermobile. Whiplash! Whiplash! I get so mad at at these idiots. Well, let's look at PETA's Midwestern squad. Meanwhile, they're up in Wisconsin trying to get people to stop drinking milk.
No.
They say cow's milk is, and I quote, I ain't making this up, liquid meat. Idiots, liquid meat. PETA says drinking milk is unhealthy for humans, cruel to dairy cattle, and even racist. They say the cows are mistreated on dairy farms. Milk is made for baby cows, not baby humans. I'm still looking for the part where they explain how it's racist. That sounds to me like the PETA guy had a long day, just ran out of stuff to say. It's unhealthy, cruel, and racist. Yeah, that's it. It's racist. Man, what is it, too white? Hey, what if it was chocolate milk? Would that make you happy? Hey, here's a gooder. Bruce Frederick, PETA's vegetarian campaign coordinator, says cows have been reduced to milk machines. Hey, it's a cow. For a bunch that loves animals, they sure don't seem to know much about them. And for being cruel, let me just say, my butt. Have you ever been milked? I kind of like it. And I reckon PETA knows what it's like to milk something within an inch of its life. Hey, is that Gil the fish outfit back from the dry cleaners? Stupids. They want Wisconsin to change the state's official beverage to a more healthful and humane drink, soy milk.
Soy milk.
That's these people's answer for everything. Soy. Yeah. Didn't they learn their lesson with them Linda McCartney burgers? So let me get this. We're going to replace liquid meat with liquid beans. Hey, throw a baked potato in a blender. You can have a whole liquid meal. Liquid meat. My butt. Hey, I got an idea for a good ad campaign. Got meat? Like that? Have a picture of Monica Lewinsky up there with a gravy mustache. Get going on it, man. You idiots from PETA. Leave the Wienermobile alone. Hug a cow, drink your beans, and quit ruining my life. John Boy and Billy, y'all have a nice day.
Good morning. It is Monday, February 10th. The Big Show is on the radio. And here we go.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Zach the Weed Guy's girlfriend, Mary Jane.
Yo, yo, what's up? Oh, I just came by because I've been thinking about you guys. Missed you. In fact, I've been thinking about a lot of stuff lately. Want to hear some of it?
Sure.
Come on. You ever watch that TV show, The Office?
Yeah.
Being an actor on that show would be weird, because there's a bunch of people who work in an office together, and their job is pretending to be a bunch of people who work in an office together. The only real job... The real job I ever had was being a babysitter. That's kind of a weird job, too. It's when a teenager gets hired to act like a grown-up, so grown-ups can, like, go out and act like teenagers. I went for a walk in the woods the other day. I know. I saw two people's names carved on the side of a tree. Some people think, that's sweet. But I think it's weird. Because, like, why do so many people carry a knife when they're out on a date? Don't go. A rock seems a lot bigger when it's in your shoe than when it's on the ground. Oh, my God.
This is quite a walk you had.
Yeah, I was out there for a while. If you pee in a dream and you wake up and find out you wet the bed, technically, that's a dream come true.
Excellent point.
Technically. One of the dumbest decisions you can make as an adult is, like, I'll just stop and get gas in the morning. Stupid people. The only person in the world who doesn't really know what your reputation is you. Thought about this. People who stay in shape probably think they've got better odds of, like, surviving the zombie apocalypse. But what if that's where all the fast zombies come from? Dude. There's a good chance the very first time traveler already died, even though they haven't even been born yet. Oh, wow. That one just kept me in a loop.
That was deep.
Everybody's gangsta till the cockroach starts flying around the room. Everyone knows that one. Randy. At home, the rug ties the room together. But at a rug factory, the room ties the rug together. What if Kool-Aid Man is really just Pitcher Man, but he's full of Kool-Aid? I love that one. Okay, like one more because I'm getting so tired. One human year is 7 dog years, right? So when you go to work for 8 hours, it's like you've been gone for 56 dog hours. No wonder they're so happy when you get home. Eva. Anyway, that's it for now. You guys, keep on rocking. Keep it going. Right, and I'll keep thinking, and then we'll get together, and we'll have some Cheetos.
Right. I knew that was going to happen, yeah.
Later, dude. Oh, and dudeses. Peace out, y'all.
Deep Thoughts is brought to you by Hargrave's Meated Pot Product.
Ooh, got a spare.
No sticks, no stems, no problem.
I like that, Johnny. Coffee. They have it in the machines.
Who don't move around out there?
You can get whatever the opposite of a brain freeze is.
Man, that's how I put ice in my coffee during the summer times anyway.
Really? So,
yeah, I'm on. Yeah.
Look at you.
It was working. Caffeine getting us.
Wow, 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 wow.
Show on the radio. Sometimes, no, we appreciate you always. See you make your daily visits to thebigshow.com. Brand new video of the day up every day of the week. And today is a no soliciting sign. It really works. You have to see that. Read it for yourself.
It's footage from a Ring doorbell. You, John Buddy, y'all have a Ring doorbell. Oh, wait, no. You're afraid of Big Brother after that.
Yeah. Well, I don't want anybody's brother looking through my front door.
No, they can't.
They can hack into it and put the camera inside and they can watch in you. In your living room, man.
No, see, again, you
got to. Well, the thing he's mostly scared about, he's going to have to go to the door.
Well, okay, that. No, but again, you're confusing, you're blaming the product for something else. There's another product in your house that's causing it. It's your Wi-Fi router. They hack into your Wi-Fi router if you don't change your password from the. You know, from the generic.
Another thing he's scared of, having to change his password.
See?
He said he would rather have his identity stolen than have to change all his passwords.
I don't even know what my password is now.
I do.
I know. You and my wife, yeah. You're probably sucking my bank account dry and have no idea what's going on.
Well, okay, we'll try that. But I put a Ring doorbell in over the holidays while we were off work, and I found how much fun it is to mess with the FedEx guy who's got a great sense of humor, but he'd come up to the door and he's really thoughtful about how he places the package. And as he bent down, his ear was inches from the doorbell, and I went, and he fell backwards off of my porch and laughed.
That'd be a good video today.
Yeah, well, I didn't get it. So. I could recreate it.
I was going to ring. I just want you to come over and fix that remote, the new remote you got me for Christmas. It's already mid-February.
So he asked you about the doorbell thing because he really wants you to come over and fix that.
I know. I want to fix it too, so he'll stop asking me to.
We got a plan then. Hang on. In minutes, we get back to Mad Max on PETA. Oh, the PETA barbecue as Big Show rolls on.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll play Wordy Word and the prize pack of BrittleBrothers.com Valentine's Sampler Pack. Most peanut brittle, think about this, is 80% brittle, 20% nuts. Well, BrittleBrothers.com is 80% nuts and 20% brittle and half the sugar.
How about that?
How they do it, man. It's the most delicious peanut brittle made on earth. Mm-hmm. Say I love you with a BrittleBrothers.com Valentine's Variety Sampler. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Brittle Brothers logo, enter code JBB at checkout, and get 20% off your order. All right. Now, back for fun with our Buzz and PETA and the Mad One.
John Boy and Billy.
Yo.
Mad Max here.
Hey, Max, how you doing, man?
John Boy, please, this is my segment. Don't you have some mater plants you could be tending to something? All right, I just called to update you on our whiny, liberal, cow-smooching buddies at PETA. Pinheads eat up with talking about animals.
Right.
Well, seems they've been troubled by the town of Hamburg, New York. They say the town's name conjures up visions of unhealthy patties of ground-up dead cows.
Oh.
So here's their plan. PETA has offered Hamburg a check for $15,000 if they'll change their name to, I kid you not, Veggieburg. Spokesperson for the Hamburg City Council said, look, lady, don't call here anymore. This is a business telephone. Other PETA news, Sean Gifford of PETA and an unidentified man in a cow suit set up an anti-milk protest outside a grammar school in Aberdeen, Scotland. How'd that go, you ask? Not too good. For them, anyway, the pair had to be rescued by police after they were attacked by a group of kids. The students spent 10 minutes pelting the PETA heads with cartons of milk and hollering, milk for the masses.
Yeah.
You know, just when you get ready to write off this younger generation, you hear a story about some of the good. Well done, kiddies. Speaking of well done, Ingrid Newkirk, the president of PETA, says that when she dies, she wants to be, are you ready for this? Barbecued. The idea is to show how gory and gruesome eating meat is. I tell you, if that meat come off of her, I reckon it would be. So mark your calendars, coming soon, the world's biggest pig picking, featuring the PETA head on PETA bread. And believe me, that's the only way she get a man to nibble on her. Oh, Ingrid also wants her skin to be removed and made into leather products. They should be able to make a car cover, two-man tent, three or four patio umbrellas, and have enough left over to get John Boy another alligator cape. You seen this broad? And I mean broad. She says, also, cut my feet off and make them into umbrella stands. Now, if her foot's big enough to make an umbrella stand, I'd hate to see that butt. Cut it off, put it in front of an elementary school. Kids use it as a bicycle rack. They also asked old Ingrid about children, and here's what she said. I am not only uninterested in having children, I am opposed to having children. Having a purebred human baby is like having a purebred dog. It is nothing but vanity, human vanity.
Man.
I reckon she knows a thing or two about that.
Yeah.
Vanity, not kids,
that's for sure.
And if you're wondering about that purebred part, have you seen a picture of this broad? I think she's about half Pekingese or something. Oh, yeah, here's my favorite. This one fella said, he interviewed old PETA head, said, she told me in the most unequivocal terms that the world would be an infinitely better place without humans in it at all. There you go, folks. She said it herself. She's actually ashamed to be a human being. And I reckon if I was her, I'd feel the same way. Look, Chuckles, if God didn't want us to eat animals, he wouldn't have made them out of meat. You're at the top of the food chain. Deal with it. Now get off the TV, shut your ugly app, and quit ruining my life. John Boy and Billy.
Yes.
Y'all have a nice day.
Before we get, Tater, we found another good one. Max is going off. We're going to do that right before we get out of here. So don't tell me. I want to be surprised.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right. Well, right now, look at that surprise look. It's time for Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. But I would like to tell y'all, when you go to thebigshow.com, you can sign up to play one of our daily contests. If you just want to make sure you win, usually happens on Take C. That'll work, too. But a lot of, we get a lot of requests for wordy work because you guys in the car listen and say, man, I could do that.
Yep.
So Jackie might call you when you click the on-air button, on-air contest button at thebigshow.com.
Yeah, right. Man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, get in there, talk about www.com, you got them naked chicks on there, man, you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
That's a good one there, Rand Howard. All right, so where were we? Oh, yeah, playing wordy word. Up next. Good morning. This is Big Show on the Radio Monday morning. All right. Further ado, let's get a week's worth of wordy words kicking.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
And a wordy word and a wordy word and a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Mark from Mobile, Alabama. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah, still got you, Mark. Hey, were you asking how we were?
Yes, sir. How you doing, John Boy?
Good, buddy. You all right?
Yes, sir. Having a blast.
All right. Hope it gets better from here. And we got Steve from Marietta, Ohio. Another line. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. All right. Welcome, boys. Here are the teams. Steve, Tater, and Randy. And it's Mark and John Boy and Billy.
You guys.
Two rounds, Mr. Pillars, our word meisters, got the tablets ready to go. All right, Steve, you relax. Me and Mark will go for the first 30 seconds. Are you ready, Mark?
I am ready.
Mark, let's do it. Okay, ready? Okay. Start the clock now. Cowboys live out on the farm. It's another word for farm. We have horses and cows.
Prairie.
It's also a dressing. A white dressing.
Ranch.
Yeah.
The ranch.
Uh-huh. All right. How about a nice Hawaiian blank?
Punch.
Yeah. All right. You do this you blank her. Maybe.
I love her.
Your fingers. You do this to a cheek, to a kid's cheek.
Cheek.
Yes. Sometimes it's not good when I just come out the first thing that's on my mind.
Not a girl's, Jackie's. What was that?
Yeah, that's
because that didn't sound good.
Oh, okay.
It's all right.
Jackie's. Yeah, it's Jackie's. It's expected, yeah. Of course. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let me see. Yeah. We got a 3 score. All right. 3 on the board.
All right.
Okay. All right, Steve. Steve, you're up with Tater. Are you ready?
Now, what
happened to that last word?
He got it.
He said pinch.
At the buzzer, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
At the buzzer. Good work, Mark.
You're too busy feeling self-conscious.
I know, I was.
You already 10-4'd him.
All right, so here we go. Steve and Marcy, Steve and Tater. Ready, right. Steve?
Ready.
And go.
All right, you might ask someone, what blank of the military did you serve?
What branch?
This is the sound that a chip makes when you bite into it.
A crunch.
Whoa.
This guy stole Christmas.
The Grinch.
You have this in the middle of the day. It's your meal in the middle of the day.
Lunch.
You get this kind of shot so you don't get the virus.
Flu shot.
This might be where someone would go. Oh, great.
Well, y'all put a 5 on the board.
Nice. Way to go.
Take the lead by 2.
Go Buckeyes. Well,
here we go. Mark, you're up with Billy. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
And go.
All right. Let's see. You might have a place that protects wildlife is called a wildlife what?
Refuge.
Another word for it.
Bird. It's like
sanctuary.
There you go. Let's see. You might do this on your birthday. We're going to have a big
party, celebration.
Yep, there you go. Yeah. Nabisco blank Newtons. A cookie.
Big Newtons.
Yep, you might go see old ancient stuff in this kind of building. We're going to go to the
museum.
Yep, if you get hit. Ooh.
All right, good work, boys. Put a 4 on the 3, a total of 7 for Mark. So Steve and Randy, the team of Randy and Tater, can win 2 in a row.
Wait a minute, I'm writing down the scores. It takes a second.
If you get 2, it'll tie, and 3 will win. All right, Steve, are you ready?
Go cold.
I'm ready.
And go.
So this is the part of your brain that stores things that happen to you.
Your memory.
There you go.
Bam.
So this is what we roll out to the curb when it's garbage collection.
It's trash.
It's another word for it. It's the stuff that if you don't want to throw stuff like that away. You're being too. That's still good. Don't blank it.
Disregard.
No. I got none. That's a tough one for me, anyway.
One short. Mark wins 7-6.
Yeah.
And by the way, we got to tell you the word was waste.
Yeah, I should have gone with this. Woo! The middle part of your body.
But thanks for the reminder. It's disregard day in my neighborhood.
Should have said middle part of your body. You know, at least it sounded the same.
It always happens like that. Well, Steve Marioetta, Ben, you can try again anytime, buddy. All right.
Okay.
You're a good player.
Randy.
Yep. Sorry, buddy.
Randy,
yep.
That's where I put my belt at.
Yeah. But that's your WAIST. But
they really can't see.
Yeah.
I know. He's disregarding.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, Steve.
Good game, Steve.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Good. Yeah, couldn't have gone any better. Mark in Mobile, Alabama. You got the big old BrittleBrothers.com Valentine sampler pack, so you're going to be enjoying this win for a while there, bud.
Yes, sir, buddy. My wife will enjoy it.
That's right. Y'all have fun. Think about us. Hang on for Jackie.
Okay. Thank you, man.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Time for the classic bit request in the morning. A Big Show listener we got here this morning, Chase D. Wilson from Sophia, West Virginia. To play anything with Hanson. Oh, you miss Hanson on his retirement? You miss him yet, Randy?
It eats ice cream. I just don't know which one you to pick.
Well, get something good for Chase.
I'll try.
All right, we'll do it next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic beer request this morning from Chase D. Wilson, Sophia, West Virginia. Here you go, Chase.
John Boy Billy.
Yo.
Mad Max here.
Hey, Max, how you doing, buddy?
How you think I'm doing?
Mad?
You dang skippy. I'm madder than PBS watching the John Boy and Billy highlight reel. By the way, don't feel too bad about being banned from public TV, fellas. Remember, you can't spell PBS without BS.
What you got going, man?
Oh, you know, the usual little nitpicky stuff like the Pledge of Allegiance being found unconstitutional.
Yeah.
So now you can burn the flag as long as you don't salute it first. Nice going, guys.
Yeah, that's good.
Lee Greenwood be so proud. Stupids. Hey, let's check in with our good friends at PETA. Reminds me, you know, our plum eat up with talking about animal people.
Right.
The your cat is a better person than you are, folks. Well, listen to this. PETA versus the state of New Jersey. Yeah, they quit bothering people in small groups, started harassing whole states. Two PETA heads was cruising through Jersey in their earth-friendly liberal mobiles. You know, little Subaru with cloth seats, something like that. Well, they was on their way to one of them famous Jesus was a vegetarian fish pain rallies.
Yeah.
Well, they hit a deer that ran out of the woods in front of their car.
Mm-hmm.
Killed him. So the PETA heads are suing the state of New Jersey.
Mm.
They say the state wildlife people increased the deer population above normal so deer hunters will have something to hunt. So let me get this straight. First, there ain't enough animals. Now there's too many. It ain't no pleasing these people. My butt. PETA's also campaigning against honey, because get this, they say it's cruel to bees.
Cruel to bees.
I swear I ain't making this up. PETA says the beekeepers keep the bees crammed into a little small space, and then, brace yourself, they actually take their honey.
Mm.
Hey, they're bees. cheese. PETA's also come out against cow patty bingo. Goodness sake, do they just hate everything that's fun in life? Cow patty bingo is this thing where you draw a big grid on the ground, put numbers in the squares, you pick a number, and they lead a cow out onto the game board, and then when the cow finally takes a dump, if it lands in your square, you win. Yeah, that's fun. Well, PETA protested a fundraiser at this college down in Florida. They accused the organizers of emotionally abusing the cow because, in their words, it's such a demeaning and silly game. Oh. Hey, it's a cow. I mean, it ain't like they're asking him to do something he wouldn't ordinarily do. Now, a monkey don't ride a bicycle and smoke a cigar all that often, but a cow will definitely take a crap a few times in his life. Hey, PETA heads, you're at the top of the food chain. Deal with it. And quit ruining my life. John Boy and Billy,
yeah.
Y'all keep them straight up, all right?
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio. Yeah, we've had fun with PETA this morning. Next time they do something stupid, we'll be here to report it.
Shouldn't take long.
Man, does. And they all mad at J-Lo because her cape was made of bird feathers. And, hey, man. Hey, PETA, you're invited. Speaking of bird feathers, how about the National Wild Turkey Federation's 44th Annual Convention?
I don't think that would be a hit with them.
What's happening? Gaylord Opryland Resort Convention Center, Nashville, Tennessee, beginning this Wednesday, day after tomorrow. That is, you had it like it is. NWTF.org. Click for convention.
WTF? What?
NWTF. National.
No, that's what everybody else was saying there for a second. Yeah.
All right, back to a few more minutes of fun with PETA. Let's call him Mad Max.
John Boy and Billy.
Yo.
Mad Max here.
Hey, Max, how you doing, buddy?
How you think I'm doing?
Mad?
You dang Skippy. I'm madder than PBS watching the John Boy and Billy highlight reel. By the way, don't feel too bad about being banned from public TV, fellas. Remember, you can't spell PBS without BS.
What you got going, man?
Oh, you know, the usual little nitpicky stuff like the Pledge of Allegiance being found unconstitutional.
Yeah.
So now you can burn the flag as long as you don't salute it first. Nice going, guys.
Yeah, that's good
Lee
work.
Greenwood be so proud. Stupids. Hey, let's check in with our good friends at PETA.
All
which
right.
Reminds me, you know, our plum eat up with talking about animal people.
Right.
The your cat is a better person than you are, folks. Well, listen to this. PETA versus the state of New Jersey.
Yeah,
yeah, they quit bothering people in small groups, started harassing whole states. Two PETA heads was cruising through Jersey in their earth-friendly liberal mobiles. You know, little Subaru, a cloth seat, something like that. Well, they was on their way to one of them famous Jesus was a vegetarian fish Phil Payne rallies.
And, yeah.
Well, they hit a deer that ran out of the woods in front of their car.
Mm-hmm.
Killed him. So the PETA heads are suing the state of New Jersey. They say the state wildlife people increased the deer population above normal so deer hunters will have something to hunt. So let me get this straight. First, there ain't enough animals. Now there's too many. It ain't no pleasing these people. My butt. PETA's also campaigning against honey, because get this, they say it's cruel to bees.
Cruel to bees.
I swear I ain't making this up. PETA says the beekeepers keep the bees crammed into a little small space, and then, brace yourself, they actually take their honey. Hey, they're bees. PETA's also come out against cow patty bingo. Goodness sake, do they just hate everything that's fun in life? Cow patty bingo is this thing where you draw a big grid on the ground, put numbers in the squares, you pick a number, and they lead a cow out onto the game board, and then when the cow finally takes a dump, if it lands in your square, you win.
Yeah,
that's fun.
That's
Well, PETA protested a fundraiser at this college down in Florida. They accused the organizers of emotionally abusing the cows because, in their words, it's such a demeaning and silly game. Hey! It's a cow. I mean, it ain't like they're asking him to do something he wouldn't ordinarily do. Now, a monkey don't ride a bicycle and smoke a cigar all that often, but a cow will definitely take a crap a few times in his life. Hey, PETA heads, you're at the top of the food chain. Deal with it. And quit ruining my life. John Boy and Billy, y'all keep them straight up, all right?
That's his fun.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them. Let's play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime is the perfect time for John Boy Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up now at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
And the John Boy Billy's Late Risers podcast begins about an hour and a half from right now. All the details you need at thebigshow.com.
Love Please me. Go home before I tell you you're acting like an idiot and make you cry.